You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Hungry for adventure? Then travel to A La Carte, the charming land below the floating city of Heavenly Delight, and join the young cook Ramen for her daily dose of wacky hijinks in the new series Delicious. With a cast of eccentric, strong female characters, this wonderfully illustrated comedy comic will be out in July, but you can pre-order now by clicking the banner on the page for this podcast. Get the limited hardcover first edition, plus free stickers and an art print as a gift.
Wow, stickers!
A perfect gift for your child, or those of you who are forever young at heart. One of Us strongly recommends this one.
Hello, this is Bradley Martin. I welcome you all to the Screener Squad. Of course, I am a very important, opinionated, and radical person with incredibly earth-shattering views, so obviously I'm being watched and monitored constantly. That's how that works, right? I'm here today to talk about a documentary about that sort of thing. The DeHart family, a nice normal family, a military service family with a child, Matthew, who also became a hacker slash whistleblower, question mark. Him and his family have to run away from the country they love because with the information he knows and that the IRS doesn't want us to know, and the CIA and the FBI and the presidency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, back in 2010, I believe, they had to hightail it up to Canada, which is something I've done myself with my family. Not for those reasons, but here we are. This documentary by director Sonia Kennebec looks into the nefarious practices of the NSA, the FBI, and the courageous practices by the whistleblowers that we all know, such as Chelsea Manning, Anonymous, who I don't believe have been named, which is why they're called Anonymous. Mind blown.
Makes sense. Yeah. Wow.
But I'm not here to expose this earth-shattering, use that again, story by myself. Get your s'mores, chocolate, marshmallows, graham crackers ready, because I have two ladies bringing the heat on this documentary. Watch out for it. You're going to see her name in lights one day. Jordan is with us.
I have no idea who you're referring to. I am a very completely anonymous person.
Oh, thanks, Carl. Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, that asshole took over.
Very good. And also, she reads true crime and understands the mind. Melina is with us.
I do. Man, I love these earth-shattering proclamations about me. It's always so fun. Bradley, did your window just vibrate a little bit? Could have sworn I saw it vibrate a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Oh, jeez. So, this family, this documentary is opening where they're escaping to Canada because they're enemies of the state because of what they know, what Matt knows. I hope it's not a spoiler, but we don't really ever find out what Matt knows unless I just wasn't paying attention close enough.
I mean, the way it does end is like, all right, so what the fuck? What does he know? All right. And it's like, look, I'm all about exposing the hypocrisy bullshit of America, the land that contradicts itself every nanosecond. but I would at least like it to be a little bit interesting. Now, I'd never heard of this story before.
Neither had I.
And
same.
So I was curious. I mean, by the way, he considered himself a hacktivist, which is a term, and there are rising numbers of that. I wasn't too interested. I will say the documentary where it does reenactments or, you know, more cinematic stuff is actually shot quite well. I thought, okay, this is one of the nicer produced documentaries I've seen.
I would say that the biggest compliment I can give this documentary is that I think it is very competently shot. You know, yeah, the reenactments, they look good. Like, they're shot with a pretty fine camera. Unfortunately, I think that every single compliment that I can kind of give this film is ultimately kind of canceled because of however well I think these scenes, like, or these reenactments may be shot. I think what ultimately kind of kills them is the fact that it is, what you see is so over-the-top dramatic. It's so over-the-top. Like, it's all saturated in blues and grays, and everybody walks around looking like they are on Ambien, and it just looks like a really well-produced cold case reenactment. Like, if they had a few extra bucks.
I do wish there was a color palette to this movie. Although the most shocking thing to me was, wow, and a hugely unconditional, loving, and supportive family. What the fuck?
How do you mean that?
As a parent, this is just so hard to talk about. Are we judging? Are we judging the subject right now?
Yeah.
I don't want to judge Matt DeHart. I leave that up to the actual judges, lawyers, court system, which is so trusting.
And God Almighty, David Bowie.
Yeah, that's where I think this documentary is kind of a jerk. Because it would say something like, Matt was just like Chelsea Manning, just like Edward Snowden. And as a father, I can't let him be punished for courage. A little Sacher in line. But I'm thinking, well, Snowden and Manning brought forth the goods. They let us know what they know, and that's why they were on trial, and that's why we were appalled, because they exposed a truth that we should know?
Maybe? A hidden truth.
A very hidden, and one that when it comes to light, you're like, okay, well, that's clearly bullshit. And I'm like, this is not, I'm like, I don't know if, that's the thing about this documentary. I'm so confused as to whether or not when it presents these bits of information that I guess from the perspective of Matt's parents and the people close to him, they consider bombshells, if the film wants you to see those as bombshells. Because there wasn't a single point in here where I thought, oh my God, that's incredible information that you're showing me and absolutely something that can't be argued by, like, just completely debunked by a Wikipedia article.
And that's where I'm so confused and, like you were saying, Jordan, very disinterested in how this plays out.
We just don't get an answer. And that's what bothers me the most.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even get tap dances around what it might be.
Right?
I hate to say it. But, well, kind of not. Professional wrestling is more subtle and actually upfront than this fucking documentary. And I know what I'm getting into with professional wrestling. This is like, well, what was it?
Yeah. What was ultimately the point of your presentation, like, if ultimately your answer at the end of it is, well, we don't know, and you shouldn't pretend that you know either.
I can buy this as a documentary if it was, like, about something like the Black Dahlia murders, or what happened to George Reeves, you know, mm-hmm. the original you know, live action Superman. It's like, I know that there probably won't be an answer, but I would like to be enthralled at least by the information being presented to me so I could maybe come up with my own conclusions. Here,
yes,
I don't get that. All right, social studies caseworker in Kentucky saying, well, this was an unusual case for me. It's like, yeah, no shit, Diane.
Yeah. I think that what really just nails that home is the fact that, you know, that person comes in, she's interviewed, she says, it was very interesting. I didn't really have a lot of experience with anything like this before. And then that's basically the end of her talking head. We never see her again. She brings nothing else to it. So, you know what this felt like to me? This whole film felt like the typical 10 minutes that start every documentary, where they have not dropped what it actually is about yet. It's just, they show you all the talking heads that you're going to meet. They present in a way where it's like, wow, I just couldn't believe what happened. You know, this was unbelievably mind-blowing. Cut to the next talking head going, yeah, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I never thought that I would see anything like this. And you're sitting there wondering, what is it? What are they going to talk about? And then it's like, cut to the title, and then they unroll the story, and then they build up to that point again. This movie, it feels like when it gets to the end, that's where your typical documentary would start and actually start showing its math and actually start presenting its case beyond conjecture and hearsay, which is all this has.
Honestly, Melina's kind of fucking dead on with that. I was still trying to crystallize how I really did feel, aside from at least pro wrestling has the decency to lie to my face, but I buy into it. This, she is so dead on. It does just feel like that first part of a documentary, and it never gets into a second gear. It just stays in that first gear, and I got bored. I mean, yeah. I know this was like 105, 106 minutes. Kind of felt like it was just fucking dragging its feet.
Forever. Well, it keeps making, like you said, Melina, the same point over and over again. What is happening to Matt is the greatest injustice. I'm like, what's happening to Matt? Like, what's going on? Why are you guys running away? What does he know? Share what he knows with us.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know.
The most I get invested, really, or interested, is when they talk about how he was going to school in Canada, and he had to come back, through New York to get his passport renewed, you know, and all that. And he just gets held and detained and questioned. I was like, okay. Like, that actually did make me perk up a bit. I was like, okay, where does this go? What is found out? It's just like, oh, it's probably all we gotta do is just get this flash drive that was left at the Mexican border. Okay, then what's on that? It's like, I don't know.
The most important thing ever is on that.
Oh, man. They certainly like to portray it as if, yeah, it's like, what's on there? Like the location of the goddamn Ark of the Covenant? What?
Did he find a fucking P tape with Trump? I would buy it. All right. There are three things I would only buy. The Ark of the Covenant location. The P-tape, but also the true secret. What is love?
The FBI does not want you to know. God.
That's how this came across to me, that this hacktivist wanted to do something important. Who doesn't at that age?
Sure.
And he got some information that probably wasn't real at all, because the hacktivity and the quest for truth is full of so many people selling lies for a buck. and like Pizzagate happened on our lifetime, guys. Somebody actually bought that and went to a Domino's, not going to say the real pizza joint, with a gun, thinking it was real. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, did that happen to Matt? Does he think he has truth, but it's so embarrassingly stupid that he's like, well, I don't want to expose myself as an idiot that believed in this. Let's flee the country. And he just has understanding parents.
Understanding to a fault.
To the point of delusional. Yes.
To a fault.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I made that joke of just uncondensed, like, look, I do want to get across. I have a okay family life. I just watch Arrested Development a lot. But yeah, they are support. Yeah, just delusionally supportive. Like, I kind of get it since they both have military backgrounds. Honestly, part of what I got from Matt's dad is like, he actually seemed like he'd be a pastor I could kind of get along with. I ain't shoving God down your throat all the fucking time. But also, it's like, let me tell you about my boy. It's just like, oh my fucking God. I hear about your kid and his international adventures one more time. I'm going to blow my brains out.
Yeah.
Right. Like, were either of you too surprised that the documentary didn't, like, pull a fast one and be like, switching the subject of what did Matt do to look at these parents who are so deep into wanting to make sure their son doesn't look like an idiot or serve time that they're willing to drag themselves through the mud. Like, I thought that's where it was going to go, but
that would be a much better documentary. That would be far more fascinating.
And the thing is, I'm like, if you're going to tell a documentary and you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to tell the absolute truth without embellishments, then I can admire that this steers away from trying to add that kind of little, but what if there's this other thing that we're not seeing? But I was surprised that it didn't do that, quite frankly. Not that I would have, not that I wanted them to, but I was surprised they didn't do that because up until that point, that's all it was doing. The documentary I wrote down in my notes, this is something that starts out being about a conspiracy, and it kind of turns into one itself. It has a clear narrative that it is so on board with throughout the entirety, and it's almost like at the end, it's like the last 5-10 minutes, it's almost like maybe because of what happened with what happened with Trump, what happened with the whistleblower, what happened with the Capitol insurrection. It's almost like they said, we can't put out the documentary that we want to because people are going to get really mad at us if we just try to sell the government's evil, don't trust them in this day and age. That would be irresponsible. So what we're going to do is we're going to just totally screech on the brakes at the end and just deliver this sort of completely tacked on ad hoc message that feels completely disingenuous with what preceded it, which is, well, don't believe everything you hear and, you know, make sure that you come at these situations with an open mind, you know, have all the information. And I was like, but that's not what you were selling me for 90% of the film.
I mean, I'm all about exposing America's bullshit. I really am. But you gotta tell me what it is we're exposing. All right? Mm-hmm. Like, we already know so much about, like, you know, Trail of Tears, internment camps, and by the way, hi to Jonah, my personal FBI agent, who will probably be listening to this. What up? Perhaps they've had it in the can for a year or so, and something like, January 6th happened. I don't know. Maybe it is that. Maybe it is. Or maybe I'm thinking of something far better than this fucking movie itself.
Well, carry that into your final thoughts.
Yeah. Like Melina said, this movie, it really doesn't get out of its first gear. It just stretches itself very thin, and there are, like, 3 to 5 much better kernels of documentaries in this movie. like, yeah, let's follow on just how far these parents are willing to go for their child. Mm-hmm. How about we focus on how America just basically detained this young man just to get his passport renewed, and, you know, or even how damaging and psychologically scarring America's questioning and interrogation techniques are. Like, these would be much more interesting films. And again, I would be fine with this documentary. I probably would give it a slight recommendation if we knew what the fuck everything was being looked at. Yeah, exactly. If we just knew what Matt had his hands on. Nicely shot, well produced, but fucking hell. I cannot recommend this. I'm going to give it 4 out of 10 FBI souvenir pens.
Very nice. Melina.
I would call this the Lionel Hutz of documentaries because of the famous line that Lionel Hutz has in The Simpsons where he says, where the court asks him, "So do you have any evidence whatsoever?" "Well, we have lots of hearsay and conjecture. Those are kinds of evidence. And
oh my God, this is my favorite rating ever.
And I think that this movie does two things that I just found kind of unforgivable. One is that it's a shoddy case that it's trying to make, or it's a case that it has no meat to any of it. We get nothing but talking heads with "he said, she said." Well, this happened. Where's the evidence? I don't know. You're just going to have to take my word for it. Here's a creepy recreation, or like a creepy recreation of, you know, the bug-eyed version of DeHart being yelled at by these really mean, nasty FBI or CIA agents, whatever the hell they were. But we're not going to actually go into whether or not any of that interrogation was true, if that interrogation ever escalated to that level that they claim it did. There's so many moments like that where it's like, you're saying that this is what happened, but I have not seen any bit of evidence to show that this narrative that you are selling me is anything more than just that, a narrative. And so at the end, when it comes in and basically says, "Well, we don't really know. Maybe Matt's full of shit. Maybe he did what they accused him of. Maybe not. We don't know. And you shouldn't pretend that you do." And I was like, okay, so what the hell was the point of any of this then? Why did I watch this thing where I learned nothing that I didn't already know from reading Wikipedia. And now I'm just wondering why you thought you had enough to make an hour and 44 minute long documentary, when really at the end you had nothing to say other than the most obvious bit of fortune cookie truth you could tell about believing everything you hear. So I'm going to give this very, very just irritated 3 out of 10 anonymous masks.
Yes, anonymous. Have you heard of them? Are they the group to save us all? I love how the people, I'm not going to lie, the way the people talked in this was so silly.
I trust F Society from Mr. Robot more.
But yes, I've been through the border. The way I tell the border story, me and my wife coming into Canada, it involves heartache, tissue, wipe, drama. How can I survive this incident that I was put through? I grew up very, very sheltered with great parents that sheltered me in that sense. But the way my wife would tell it would be like, yeah, those 6 hours really sucked, but we're here now, so it's a triumphant story. This one doesn't even give us the in-between, though. There are two sides to the story, and the truth is in the middle, and they're like, just keep looking for the middle. And I'm like, is it over here? And they're like, nah, look over there. Maybe it's over there. I'll just cut to the chase and say, I am furious with this documentary for getting me to believe the FBI 100% and that this guy is just a nut. That's me. My cousin have said, who practices law, studies law, he has said, I would never put you on a jury, Brad. You're too emotional. This got me wound up. It gave me nothing. And I felt, the FBI is right. This is nonsense. I am very mad about saying that. And that the documentary made me feel that way. It's filmed pretty well. And I do love a cheesy reenactment. I feel a lot of people, if they don't know it's reenacted, they'd feel like, well, there he is. There's the guy, instead of an actor, even though they say multiple times, he's not here. He's not showing up. We don't know where he is. Which I think is pretty damning evidence, Matt, not showing up to your own documentary.
Yeah.
I think he's off in the woods with Dexter.
My dark passenger. Oh, and Matt's here too. So I'm going to give this 4 cousins with the same name out of 10.
That was so confusing, that whole segment. I was like,
I didn't get any of it.
What's going on here?
I just remembered. I honestly forgotten.
Like, okay, your son's a sex pervert. You're blaming that on the FBI?
Yeah.